么上个星期我谈到基督徒必须要境界这个肉体的失意。
Last week I talked about how Christian needs to abstain from your desire.
原因一共有四个。
And there are four reasons.
那么第一彼得说因为我们是世上的寄居者。
First of all, Peter said we are aliens in this world.
第二因为我们的肉体与我们的灵魂征战。
And secondly, it's because our flesh and our spirit are at war.
第三因为世人正在看我们。
Thirdly, it's because the world is watching us.
第四彼得说因为我们的生活行为会造成神得到荣耀或者得不到荣耀。
And fourthly, Peter said, it's because our behavior may cause God to either gain glory or lose glory.
那么圣经说我们活在这个世界上的目的就是要宣扬这位神的美德。
And Peter said the purpose for us to live on this world is so that we can proclaim the excellencies of our God.
那么在行在一切所行的事情上必须让世人看到神的荣耀。
And in everything we do, we must let the world see God's glory.
无论我们做什么，最主要的就是神的荣耀。
No matter what we do, the most important is for God's glory.
所以每当我们做一件事情的时候，我们必须要问自己。
And so whenever we are about to do something, we must ask ourselves.
我们所做的，神是否得到荣耀？
In whatever we do, is God receiving glory.
那么怎么样使到人看到神的荣耀？
So how do we let people see God's glory?
那么除了境界这个肉体的私欲，
Besides abstaining from the lustful desire,
那么也包括今天我们要所谈的，
It also includes what we're about to talk about.
也就是顺服这个政府民法，还有尊敬众人。
And it is to submit to the civil authority and to respect others.
然后无论是顺服这个政府民法或者尊敬众人。
So no matter whether we are submitting to the civil authority or respecting others.
然后彼得说我们应当尽我们的责任把这个荣耀归给这位神。
Peter said we should do our best to glorify God.
所以今天我们要看的经文与神的荣耀有密切的关系。
So the scripture we're going to look at today has a close relationship with God's glory.
那么其实从彼得前书第二章十一节到彼得这个前书结束的时候都所说的都与神的荣耀有密切的关系。
And actually from chapter 2 verse 11 on until the end of the book, it talk about God's glory.
那么让我们来看今天的经文。
So let's look at the scripture today.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切职度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派法厄场上的臣长。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him,
因为神的旨意原是要叫你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
For the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God.
不要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
而无论如何，我们所做的最终的目的就是要荣耀神。
So no matter what we do, our main purpose is to glorify God.
就好像保罗在哥林多前书第十章三十一节这么说。
Just as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:31.
所以你们或吃或喝， 无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。
Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以彼得在这里同样的指出。
And so here, Peter, also points out.
他说基督徒是在世上神的代表。
Christians are the representative of God on earth.
我们在这个世界上就是要宣扬神的美德。
And on earth, we are to proclaim God's excellencies.
所以今天我们看的经文谈到顺服政府民法，还有尊敬众人。
So today the scripture tells us that we are to submit to civil authority and to respect others.
我们首先让我们来看这个顺服政府民法。
So let's first look at submitting to the civil authority of the government.
顺服这个政府民法跟神的荣耀有什么关系？
So what is the relationship with submitting to the civil authority and God's glory?
那么请我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
他说你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切职度或是在上的君王。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake.To every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority.
所以彼得说，顺服人一切的职度或在上的君王，是为了主的缘故。
So Peter said, submitting yourself to the civil authority, it is because it is for God.
啊，换句话说，是为了神的荣耀。
In other words, it is for God's glory.
啊，身为基督徒，圣经说我们应当顺服这个政府民法。
Being a Christian, the Bible said we need to submit to the civil authority.
啊，和这个掌权的。
And those in power.
啊，十三节所说的职度，如果在原文来看，是指那个创造物。
So in the original language in verse 13, the word ordinance or authority is talking about the created creature.
啊。这个职度不是指政府的法律。
This is not talking about the law of the government.
而是指这个政府民法。
It's talking about the civil authority.
啊，因此我们是顺服政府，而不是啊这个政府的法律。
And so we submit ourselves to the civil authority and not to the law of the government.
啊，比如说在旧约圣经里面，但以理和他三位朋友决定不吃这个王所规定的食物。
For example, when Daniel and his three friends decided they are not going to eat the meal sent by the king.
那么他们已经违背了王的命令。
They have already, disobeyed the order of the king.
那么虽然如此，他们不是造反。
Even though it is that way, they were not,
They were not rebelling.
They were not rebelling.
啊，仍然尊敬王的王权。
But they still respect the king's authority.
啊，因此他们向王建议。
And so they suggested to the king.
啊，求你赐赐仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和啊，用王膳所。那少年人的面貌就照你所看的待仆人吧。
Please test your servants for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be observed in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see.
所以不单如此，他们没有造成这个为难这个官长。
Not only that, they did not cause trouble for the governing body.
啊，使到他们陷入这个困境里面。
So that they themselves get into trouble.
所以但以理跟他的朋友坚持他们的立场。
So Daniel and his three friends stand firm in their in what they believe.
啊，免得啊神的名受到羞辱。
So that God's name will not be blemished.
啊，同时他们也尊敬王的王权。
But at the same time, they also respect the king's authority.
啊，从这里我们看到他们所顺服的是王的王权，而不是王的法律。
So here we can see that they submit to the authority of the king, but not to his law.
啊，当彼得写这封书信的时候。
And when Peter wrote this letter,
当时的罗马皇帝是尼禄王。
The Roman king at that time is King Nero.
所以在尼禄王的统治之下，基督徒受到很大的迫害。
And under his rule, Christians were persecuted.
因为犹太人跟罗马政府的关系不好。
Because there was the relationship between the Israelites and the Roman Empire are not good.
The Jews and the Roman Empire.
The Jews.
因此罗马政府越来越不喜欢犹太人和他们的宗教。
So the Roman Empire increasingly disliked the Jewish religion.
因着犹太人对罗马政府的抗拒。
And because of the rebellion of the Jews against the Roman Empire.
所以在公元后70年的时候，罗马政府就把整个耶路撒冷城毁灭掉。
In 70 AD, the whole city of Jerusalem were destroyed.
所以罗马政府看这个犹太教跟基督教是类似。
And so the Romans look at the Jewish religion and Christianity as the same.
因此基督徒被误解，好像犹太人抗拒这个罗马政府一样。
And so they, the Christians were misunderstood, just as the Jews, were rebelling against the Roman Empire.
所以因着这个缘故，基督徒也受到很大的迫害。
And because of this reason, Christians also were persecuted.
所以从这点，我们可以理解当时基督徒所面对的处境。
So you can understand the situation the Christians at that time were facing.
他们所面对的是一个迫害基督徒的一个政府。
They face a government that are persecuting Christians.
所以在这种情况之下，彼得告诉他们。
So under this circumstance, Peter told them.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派法厄场上的臣宰。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do good.
我基督徒应当顺服这个政府明法因为圣经说政府是出乎神的。
Christians should submit to the civil authority because the Bible tells us government is appointed by God.
所以在罗马书里面保罗也这么说。
And so in Romans, Paul also said,
他说在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God.
所以抗拒掌权就是抗拒神的命，抗拒必自取刑罚。
Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
所以从这段经文里面，我们看到政府的政权是来自神。
So from the scripture, we can see that the governing authorities are from God.
这不等于说政府这个掌权者所犯的罪是神要负责。
But then it does not mean that the sin committed by the governing body, God has to take responsibility.
就好像这个巴比伦这个尼布甲尼撒王他的权柄是从神而来。
Just as the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, his authority comes from God.
但是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王没有按照神的准则来执行他的任务。
But Nebuchadnezzar did not rule according to God's standard.
因此神的审判临到他的身上。
Therefore, God's judgment came upon him.
所以因着人的罪恶，神设立这个政府来管制他们。
Because of man's sin, God established government to rule them.
所以掌权者必须要按照神的准则来执行他们的任务。
The ruler must follow God's standard to rule over the people.
他们的任务就是要惩罚那些犯罪的人。
Their responsibility is to punish those who did wrong.
和奖赏那些好的公民。
And to praise those who did right.
就好像十四节这里说，或是君王所派法厄 场上的臣长。
Just as in verse 14 it says, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right.
其实掌权者甚至有权利啊执行这个死刑。
The governors also have the right to,
carry out
capital punishment.
啊，这种惩罚我们在圣经里面很久以前已经看到。
This kind of punishment has been established, as we look at the Bible.
啊，就好像创世纪第九章第五节到第六节。
Just as it was said in Genesis chapter 9 verse 5 and 6.
啊，流你们血害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪。就是像个人弟兄也是如此。
Surely I will require your life blood. From every beast I will require it. And from every man, from every man's brother, I will require the life of man.
凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人，是照自己的形象造的。
Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God, he made man.
所以基督徒顺服这个政府民法是为了主的缘故。
So for Christians to submit to civil authority, it is because of God.
是为了神的荣耀而做。
It is for God's glory.
因为政府民法是神所设立的。
Because the civil authority is established by God.
违背这个政府民法就是违背神。
To rebel against the civil authority is to rebel against God.
啊，政府的存在就是要治理这个国啊这些国家。
And the establishment of the government is to rule the country.
啊，保持这个社会有一个秩序，还有治安。
And it is to maintain the order in the society.
那么以致人民有好的日子过。
So that the people in the country will have a good life.
我们可能不喜欢一些政府官员。
Maybe we don't like some officials in the government.
啊，不喜欢他们态度还有他们做法。
Maybe we don't like their attitude or what they do.
啊，但是我们必须要尊敬神所设立的这个政府民法。
But we must respect the authority that God has given.
我在福音书里面，我们看到法利赛人想尽办法来陷害耶稣。
In the Gospels, we saw that the Pharisees tried to hurt Jesus.
啊，有一次他们差派他们的门徒来去问耶稣，应该不应该啊纳税给这个凯撒。
And so one time they sent people to ask Jesus.Should we pay tax to Caesar?
凯撒就是代表罗马政府。
So Caesar represents the Roman Empire.
然后主耶稣就问他们说。
And so Jesus asked them.
他说钱币上的像是谁。
So he said, whose image is on a coin?
他们说是凯撒。
They said, it's Caesar's.
然后主耶稣就对他们说。
And so Jesus told them.
他说凯撒的当归给凯撒，神的当归给神。
So he said, what belongs to Caesar, give it back to Caesar. What belongs to God, give it to God.
那么可见顺服这个政府民法啊是应当的。
As we can see, obeying the civil authority is the right thing.
因为主耶稣也这么说。
Because that's what Jesus said also.
所以在任何一个地方政府是必要的。
No matter where you are,Government is necessary.
如果没有政府的话，整个社会会进入一个混乱的状况里面。
And without government, the whole society will be a mess.
如果你记得的话，当苏联垮下来的时候。
And if you remember when the Soviet Union broke down.
那么整个地区就进入一个混乱的状况里面。
The whole area was a mess.
啊，这个波斯尼亚是一个很好的例子。
And Bosnia is a great, is a good example.
那么整我们看到整个社会失去了这个治安，没有秩序。
And so, you saw that the whole society were orderless.
所以人民活在这个恐惧当中。
And the people live in fear.
我们知道波西尼亚受这个共产党所控制。
We know that Bosnia was under the rule of communists.
啊，但当这个苏联垮下来的时候，他们进入一个没有政府的状况里面。
And so when the Soviet Union broke down, they fell into anarchy.
啊，原则上来说，虽然是共产政府。
So theoretically, even though it is a communist government,
没有政府比有政府来得好。有政府比没有政府来得好。
Anarchy is much worse than under the communist rule.
那么政府的任务不单是惩罚那些犯罪的人。
So the responsibility of the government not only lies in punishing the evildoers.
所以彼得说也奖赏那些对国家有贡献的人。
Peter said they also praise those who do good.
啊，我们知道世上有不少的国家有这种制度。
We know that quite a few countries in this world have this kind of system.
我们在合适的日子里面把这个奖赏赐给那些对国家有贡献的人。
And so in the right time, they will reward those who actually did the country good.
所以不止在现今的时代，其实在旧约的时代，我们也可以看到。
Not only in the present society, but in the Old Testament time, we also saw the example.
如果你去旧约看，有一天晚上，这个阿哈随鲁王他睡不着觉。
So if you look at the Old Testament, one night, King Ahasuerus couldn't sleep.
他就吩咐人把这个波斯王朝的记载把它拿出来。
So he ordered for the history of the Persian kingdom.To bring forth to him.
把这些文件，这些历史的故事，把念给他听。
And for people to read him the history of Persia.
你知道吗？有时候你睡不着的时候，你看那些有一些很闷的书本。
You know, sometimes if you can't sleep and you begin to read some pretty dull books.
那么正当读到这个历史记载的时候。
And so as he was reading about the history.
然后读到五年前的时候，有一个人的名字叫做莫迪凯。
He read about how 5 years ago a man called Mordecai.
莫迪凯记载在历史里面救了王的生命。
Mordecai actually saved the king's life.
因为当时有两位王的太监想陷害这位王。
Because at that time there were two eunuchs who tried to harm the king.
因为莫迪凯他知道了，就把这件事情告诉王后。
And so when Mordecai found out, he told the queen Esther.
因为这个莫迪凯是以斯帖的养父。
Because Mordecai is the adopted father of Esther.
所以王听了这个历史记载之后，就把这个奖赏赐给这个莫迪凯。
And so after the king heard this, he rewarded Mordecai.
那么可见政府的任务不只是惩罚那些有犯罪的人。
So as you can see, not only is the responsibility of the government to punish the evildoers,
而同时也奖赏那些对国家有贡献的人。
But it's also the responsibility to reward those who have done the country good.
因为阿哈随鲁王他不是一个信奉耶和华的人。
Because King Ahasuerus is not one who believes in Jehovah.
却行出当行的责任。
But yet he fulfilled his responsibility.
所以政府是神所设立的。
The government is established by God.
无论掌权者是神的子民或不是神的子民。
Regardless of whether the ruler belongs to God or not.
这基督徒必须要顺服这个政府民法。
Christian must submit to the civil authority.
其实基督徒顺服这个政府民法应当比非基督徒做得更好。
Actually, Christians should even be a better submitter to the civil authority than others who are not believers.
所以在这个高速公路开车的时候，
So as you are driving on the freeway,
我们是否有遵守这个交通这个规矩？
Do we follow the traffic?The rule.
然后回到这个问题，我们应当回到我刚才所说的。
So, let's come back to what we just said.
我所做的，神是否得到荣耀？
in whatever I do, was God glorified?
那么可能你会问这个问题。
Maybe you ask this question.
啊，比如说国家的法律要求违反了神的准则。
For example, maybe the law of the kingdom, is in direct opposite to God's standard.
那么在这种情况之下又怎么办呢？
Then what do you do under this kind of situation?
圣经有它的答案。
The Bible actually has the answer.
所以如果你去看《使徒行传》第四章第十八节到二十节的话。
And if you look at Acts chapter 4, 18 to 20.
那么当时使徒彼得跟约翰他们很大胆地去传扬这个福音。
At that time, Peter and John were, bravely, proclaiming the gospel.
然后造成很多很多人信耶稣。
And so a lot of people come to believe in Jesus.
那么犹太人公会就想办法来恐吓他们。
And so the, centurion tried to,
The Sanhedrin
tried to, scare them.
然后吩咐他们，你们不可以再传福音了。
And told them, you cannot share the gospel anymore.
但是我们看到圣经说，这些使徒没有听他们的吩咐。
But as from, it's recorded in the Bible, the apostles did not follow their command.
如果我们看这个记载的话。
So let's look at the record here.
于是叫了他们来，禁止他们，总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
那彼得、约翰说听从你们的，不听从神，是在神的面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge.
所以彼得跟约翰没有听从这个犹太人公会的吩咐。
So Peter and John did not heed to the command of the Sanhedrin.
所以他们继续的去传扬这个福音。
They continue to share the gospel.
如果你看圣经的话，他们为了福音的缘故，他们关在监牢里面，甚至把他的生命摆上。
And if you looked at the Bible, they actually were jailed because of that, and they even, lost their life.
因为使徒认为遵守神的命令，而不是政府掌权者的法律。
Because the apostles think it is better or it is right to submit to God's standard than for the law of the kingdom.
因为神的律法高过人的法律。
Because God's law is higher than man's law.
最近这个美国联邦法院通过这个同性恋这个婚姻的立法。
Recently, the Supreme Court had legalized same-sex marriage.
不合乎圣经的教导。
It is, not according to the Bible's teaching.
然后因此基督徒不应当顺从这个法律。
And so Christians should not submit to this law.
因为我们必须以神的准则来做我们的标准。
Because God's standard is our standard.
而不是人的法律。
Not man's law.
所以从今天的经文第一彼得说我们要顺服政府民法。
So from the scripture today, first of all, Peter said we need to submit to the civil authority.
然后第二我们要尊敬众人。
Secondly, we need to respect all people.
请看第16节到第17节。
Let's look at verse 16 to 17.
他说你们虽是自由的，切不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人，不要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God.Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
所以这段经文说我们是一个自由的人。
In the scripture it says we are free men.
因为我们已经被从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
Because we have been saved out of the bondage of sin.
彼得说身为一个自由的人我们应当成为一个仆人。
And Peter said, as a free man, we should become a bond slave.
成为一个仆人来去造就别人。
In order to, build others up.
以别人的好处去着想。
And to think of others' goodness first.
不只是要因着自己是一个自由的人而去行神不喜悦的事情。
And don't do whatever that is displeasing to God just because you are a free man.
所以彼得说，既然我们是一个自由的人，我们应当所行的，应当把荣耀都归给神。
And so Peter said, since we are a free man, we need to do whatever to glorify God.
所以回到这句经文。
So let's go back to this verse.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切职度。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution.
所以刚才我讲过这个职度在原文里面是指创造物。
Just now I said in the original language, institution means created creature.
这句经文说明基督徒必须接纳而尊敬众人。
It says that Christians should respect and accept
all people. 因为他们是神所创造的。
Because they are all created by God.
换句说基督徒必须要尊敬尊重别人。
And in other words, Christians should respect all men.
在创世纪里面有讲到我们是按照神的这个形象所造的。
And in Genesis, it mentioned that we are made according to God's image.
人不是动物。
Men are not animals.
人是按照神的形象被造的。
Men are made according to God's image.
但是很多时候有些人带狗比这个人更好。
And sometimes men treat the dogs better than others.
所以在我的成长过程当中
And in my grown up,
我的朋友不只是华人。
My friend include not only Asians.
也有马来人跟印度人。
They are also Malaysians and also East Indians.
虽然他们的文化他们的宗教背景跟我不一样。
Even though their culture, their religion is different from mine.
所以每次我们在一起的时候我感觉到他们也是被神所创造的。
Every time we come together, I felt that they are also created by God.
而且按照神的形象而造的。
And they are created, and we are created by from the image of God.
他们也需要神的救恩。
They also need salvation of God.
无论什么人都是神所创造，按神的形象所创造的。
No matter what people, they are all created by God in His image.
因此我们必须尊敬他们。
And therefore we must respect them.
所以彼得在今天的经文告诉我们。
So from today's scripture, Peter told us.
我们在行事为人，我们所做的应当把神的把荣耀归给神。
In whatever we do and act, we need to glorify God.
就是我们跟政府的关系也是一样。
It is the same way in our relationship with the government.
我们跟众人的关系也是一样。
It is the same way in our relationship with others.
在我们所行的事情上，我们必须要按照圣经的教导来做。
And in what we do, we must do according to the standards of the Bible.
那么以致我们可以把这个荣耀都归给神。
So that we can glorify God in what we do.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the past, on the message today.
在我们的生命里面，我们是有经常想到。
And in our life, do we often remember?
我们的行为将会影响到神得到荣耀或者得不到荣耀。
Or to think that in our action, whether God will receive glory or not.
我们应当在我们的行为上审查自己。
We ought to examine our own actions.
是否有羞辱神的名？
that we cause shame to God's name. Our dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们将我们自己摆上。
Help us to offer ourselves to you.
使我们所做的, 都把荣耀归给你。
So that in whatever we do, we glorify you.
以致我们所做的不会羞辱你的名。
So that in whatever we do, we do not bring shame to you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.